Hi, my name is Rob. This is Alenka here. We'll try to convince you that if you're using Arrow or Parquet or something in that ecosystem, you should try Apache. You should try tensor arrays to store your tensor data or multidimensional array data. So our talk will compose shortly talking about Arrow extension types. Then we'll talk about fixed shape tensors, variable shape tensors, a little bit about the integration with NumPy, and then finally DLPack. So what are Arrow extension types? So Arrow currently provides several data types, but of course people always want more. So at some point we decided to add user extension types to enable people to build their own. Because some extension types are more often used than others, we also decided to make a registry of well-known extension types, or rather canonical types that live in the Arrow namespace. And we have implemented Arrow fixed shape tensor, Arrow variable shape tensor, JSON, opaque, and 8-bit boolean. These are the currently available specs for extension arrays. So let's first talk about the fixed shape tensor. So fixed shape tensors, right, are multidimensional arrays of certain type, and we represent them in Arrow with a fixed size list, which means that we have an array where, you can see there's each row is a set of values, and there need to be as many values as there are as if you multiply all the shape numbers, right? So if you have a 2x2 tensor, you should have 4 values there. And besides the data itself, we also carry metadata, which is the shape of these tensors. And optionally, we also bring dimension names and permutations. So permutation kind of helps you to calculate strides of the tensor out of the shape. Basically that's it. Data itself is stored in this fixed size list in a